When the threat of disaster literally hangs in the air for weeks going on months, you might start to get used to it. You might even take your own safety for granted. But where there's smoke, there's a real chance that fire could take a turn for your community. Are you ready? Our guests today are in the business of getting Ashland ready and protecting lives and property from wildfire. They join us in the studio to talk about how you can help protect yourself and your home. We have Marguerite Hickman, Division Chief and Fire Marshal for Ashland. Marguerite, welcome back to The Exchange.
Thank you, Emily. It's good to be here.
We also have Ashland Fire Chief John Carnes. John, a big welcome back to you as well.
Thank you, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so glad you could come. So, Marguerite, Ready, Set, Go isn't just a motivational phrase. Could you talk a little bit more about what being ready for an evacuation means in practical terms?
You bet. So Ready, Set, Go are the names for Level 1, Level 2, Level 3 evacuation orders. And, you know, with the fires we've had, we certainly have heard those. But Level 1 is the ready. And we've encouraged all of our citizens to be in that mode, at least during fire season, because we are so prone to wildfire. And all that means is that you have a box that has a bunch of your things in it that you need to take with you, and you have a list of the things you need to gather up if you're given that that evacuation order.
So fire season, what is that an ever-changing definition? What is fire season for us this year in 2015?
Well, fire season is always that time frame when we have the greater potential for wildfire. And it starts sometime in May or June, and it ends sometime October-ish, sometimes a little later, and we've gone into November before. So, but it's certainly that time frame when there's a greater potential for an outdoor fire around us.
So Ashland Fire Chief John Carnes, what do you keep in your ready box?
Well, I keep some documents that are important to me. I actually have a thumb drive with some information that I think is important. I always have a 72-hour kit in our family vehicles. That gives us just enough provisions to get us through a couple of days.
What about you, Marguerite Hickman?
Similar things. I actually have started a protocol where I trade out a backup drive for my computer, and I keep one at my mom's and one at my house. So if something happens, I've got that. I can just grab that and not worry about the whole computer drive.
How can people make sure other members of their household are ready, say kids or pets, not to put them in the same category, but both of those, yeah.
Well, both are pretty important in most families. So, you know, certainly I encourage people with kids to make sure they've got some things for entertainment. You know, we might think about the mandatories, but the entertainment side, you know, coloring, reading, something that kids can stay occupied with and be a little more comfortable. For adults, too. For the pets, you know, they've got to eat and they've got to drink. So make sure we've got some food and water and, you know, a leash and that kind of thing.
And is food and water something that humans should be thinking about for themselves in the ready box?
Yes, absolutely. As far as water goes, what's recommended is 1 gallon per person per day. That's an optimum amount of water. And then food, you have to consider your dietary restrictions too. So the provisions that go into your kit should accommodate those as well.
All right. So that is what it means to be ready for a wildfire during all fire season. Can we take another step? God forbid we need to get set. What does that entail?
So set is when there's a notification made that says you need to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. So it's really enhancing your and heightening your awareness and your readiness. That box now should include medications. It should include anything that you are going to need absolutely essential. The chief talked about important papers that should be in there, whether it's titles or passports, that kind of thing. We want to take credit cards, chargers for all of our electronic equipment that's important. This is the point where you need to be able to grab that box, put it in the car, and drive away, because the next level is going to tell you to do that.
Is there, that raises a couple of questions for me. So when you get set, you actually are adding to that ready box to your readiness. What about folks who don't drive or don't have cars? How can they get set?
Well, hopefully they've thought about that beforehand and they have some friends or families that will be able to help get them out of the neighborhood. And those are important details to have addressed beforehand, because when the order comes in to go, there's really no time to waste. You need to get out. Hopefully, if you have a car, it's already pointed out the driveway, it's ready to go. These are these little details that are important to have discussed with your family and friends beforehand.
And in Ashland in particular, is there an organized way for people in the same neighborhood to know who's going to need a ride or anything like that?
Well, certainly we have a program through our CERT program called Map Your Neighborhood, and that is a great way, formal way, to coordinate the neighbors. I would say that even if you haven't used that formal way to coordinate your neighborhoods, make sure that you've made contact, especially if you know somebody that may have needs or if you are someone that has needs. Just make a friend so that you can all work together.
Try and make a plan before you need it.
Exactly.
Is what I'm picking up here. Are there things that people tend to put in the box that they don't need?
Well, I would say that certainly if we do that under stress. And, you know, I think historically we've heard of people, you know, throwing, you know, crazy items like designer shoes and all that, which may be important. And if that truly is in your ready box and you need it there, great. But we really want to get the essentials in there too. And sometimes a couple of extra things might just make you feel better when you leave.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Marguerite Hickman, Division Chief and Fire Marshal for Ashland, about getting ready and set for a wildfire evacuation. We're also joined by Ashland Fire Chief John Carnes. This conversation is open to you. The phone number 800-838-3760 or email us jx@jeffnet.org with your questions and comments about wildfire readiness. Now, Ashland Fire Chief John Carnes, we're talking about getting ready and getting set. Now, in terms of going, that sounds pretty self-explanatory, is it?
It is. Decisions are made by the fire managers to be in the best interests of the community, and they will issue the order to go, hopefully ahead of the danger that gives the citizens a period of time to be able to get out, and not only for their own safety, but also to allow the resources that are coming in to suppress the fire to be able to get in and access that area. So sometimes you'll get the order to go and you'll think, well, the fire's still over the hill, and that may be true, but they're trying to get resources in to suppress that fire before it gets to the homes.
And who makes the call on evacuations?
It's the incident commander on the fire, and typically it's a unified command, so there's representatives not only from fire suppression, but law and emergency management and other stakeholders.
So when we talk about evacuation, like, it sounds as though something that's going to happen in a crisis, but what I'm hearing is that if people plan ahead, if they get ready and then they get set when they have a little bit of warning, things will go a lot smoother. What other things can people do in advance of something like an evacuation order to make sure their property, not just their personal selves, are secure?
Well, we have a lot of information available on our website for various hazards that Ashland is susceptible to, on how to prepare your home, how to prepare your family, how to prepare yourself. And in the terms of fire, certainly preparing your property as far as having a defensible space, not having combustibles right up next to your structure before you go, if you pull down flammable window coverings, even put buckets of water outside that will aid in those firefighters that come in. They might be able to put out small spot fires. There's a number of things that people can do that are of no cost typically and don't require much time. I encourage folks to visit the fire department's website. There's just a wealth of information there.
And we have that link on our website, jeffexchange.org. You can find more information about how to get ready for wildfire. You just mentioned defensible space. That's a term that gets bandied about quite a bit. Could you talk about how defensible space maybe looks in the urbanized areas of Ashland versus in rural parts of Jackson County or beyond?
You know, I'm just going to start by saying the look is very similar, because we're still talking about a distance of creating spacing between vegetation and your home and between each individual species of vegetation. So in that first 30 feet is the real critical, and then we go out to 100 feet. The whole idea is that we're removing flammable vegetation and we're creating spacing so that if a fire does start, it stays in a small area and moves slowly. This is a way that a home can actually stand a fire, even if firefighters aren't sitting there.
So when people prepare their homes, knowing that we live in a very fire-prone area, and then we were talking earlier about what it means to get ready, set for the possibility of going, can we circle back to the ways people might get an evacuation order? I'm sometimes just in my own world. You know, I'm not always listening to the radio, not always on the internet. what are the methods for letting people know when there is an acute fire risk or that they need to be ready or set or even going?
Well, those orders can come in a number of ways, and it really depends on the stage of the fire. During the initial action, citizens may just get a quick knock on the door or a PA notification from a fire or law vehicle. If the fire's been in place for a while, hopefully the citizens have opted into the citizen alert system. That's our mass notification system in both Jackson and Josephine County. There's no perfect way to get notifications, but that's your best chance of getting a timely notification. And we strongly encourage all citizens in both counties to opt into citizen alert.
How would they do that, and how does the system work?
They can opt in either through Ashland's website, our city website, or Jackson County or Josephine County's website. And there's a link there. It links to the our vendor Everbridge notification, and they tell the system how they want to be notified as far as cell phone, text, home phone, work phone. They can also put in a number of addresses that they want to be notified of. So not only their residence, but perhaps their work address, the school address, college address where their family may be attending. It's a very versatile system, and it really does allow the citizen to define how they're notified and for what.
We're talking with Ashland Fire Chief John Carnes. We've also got Marguerite Hickman, Fire Marshal for Ashland, in the studio. Marguerite, I'm curious, all of this information, which can be found online via jeffexchange.org to get to these websites we're talking about. Marguerite, is this informed by personal experience for you? Have you had any close calls or lived through an evacuation?
I personally have not been evacuated, but probably my most near and dear experiences. My sister lives in Southern California, and she called me one day several years ago. It was actually in the evening, I think, and she said, "We're being evacuated, and I can't think clearly. Can you walk me through what I need to take?" And it was, I get the chills today talking about it, but that was a very poignant experience for me because it really made me realize that my sister, who has great presence of mind normally, was a bit in a panic mode. And we talked about things such as, do we take both cars or just one? You know, do I take the pets or not? And so those are things that people can put into their plan. This is the part that we can work on in the be ready stage, is make a plan. You know, if you do take two cars, how are you going to find each other later? If you leave your pets behind, they may be in danger. So do you really want to do that? In her case, she took the cats and some food and the baby. Had to take the baby too. So
hopefully, you know, not much of a question on that one.
No, but you know, it was a pretty scary situation for her to be in. They're now much more prepared and ready for that to happen again.
So even a pretty cool customer can kind of understandably lose that when a crisis is unfolding.
Absolutely.
And Chief Carnes, same question to you. Can you tell us about a personal experience that really drives this home for you?
Maybe not so much an evacuation, but I came from Southern California, and that's where most of my fire service experience is from. And we had two large earthquakes down there. The first one is I was really just getting started in the fire service and really had done nothing as far as preparing my family. The second one, I had embraced the idea of being prepared. And during the first one, I was at work, and for several days I had no contact with my family and really had no idea of what their status was not a good feeling. They had no preparation training whatsoever. The second earthquake we had, again, I happened to be at work, and there was such a calming feeling. There was just this confidence that my wife and kids were as safe as they could be because we had gone through extensively what to do and how to be prepared, and that was very poignant.
So a lot of these measures we're talking about, they don't just apply to wildfire preparedness. It's disasters of a lot of different ilks that this part of the world might be open to.
If exactly. You're prepared for any one disaster, you're really well prepared for most of them. The main four disaster threats in Ashland here are flood, landslide, fire, and earthquake.
Uh-huh. So the kit for, say, an earthquake, your kit doesn't really need to change. It's when you get set, say, that you might add in some additional items knowing that you're leaving because of a fire.
Correct. And in the case of earthquakes, quite often you do not evacuate fire, certainly, and it could be the case in a flood that you do.
So you'll have an event coming up to help people learn about this even more in depth and actually take home a kit. Could you talk about that, Marguerite?
Yes. So we have an event called Ashland is Ready. This is the third annual. It's coming up on September 12th, and it'll be held right here on SOU's campus. And we're taking registrations now. People can either come into Fire Station 1 or call the fire station to purchase a ticket. We have sold out every year, so we anticipate that we're going to sell out. We're about a third of the way through right now already on ticket sales. This event is a place where you can find out about how to be better prepared. We have some speakers about that will be talking about some of our types of emergencies and that we may have locally, and we also have a vendor fair. Our vendor fair will have several different local businesses that have supplies that might be helpful. Our speaker list is going to include Ryan Sandler from the National Weather Service, Dr. Althea Rizzo. She's going to be talking about the subduction zone that could cause an earthquake right here where we live. And we'll have some of our local personnel talking about fire and evacuation.
So again, just to recap, this is Saturday, September 12th at Stevenson Union at Southern Oregon University here in Ashland. The name of the event is Ashland is Ready. Is that right?
Ashland is Ready.
Ashland is Ready. So $10 registration. Participants take home a 72-hour kit. Chief Carnes, can you talk about what's in that kit just a little bit?
Well, this 72-hour kit, it's really, I would call it the hook. It's a basic kit. We recommend that the attendees put it in their car. And what we're trying to do is have something for them to look at and really give them pause to check, am I ready for this upcoming fire season? Is my home ready? Do I have my go kit ready? It's something to keep that idea of preparedness, that attitude of preparedness in front of them. And hopefully they look at that 72-hour kit and expand upon that and really get their property, their family, and themselves better prepared.
Well, we've been talking today with Ashland Fire Chief John Carnes and Marguerite Hickman, Division Chief and Fire Marshal for Ashland. They are here to tell us about an evacuation readiness and in particular an event on September 12th at Southern Oregon University. That's 1 to 4:30 p.m. Pre-registration is required. You can find details on our website, jeffexchange.org. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.